And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Sean Singering from Fisherman's Processing. We're going to have a great time here talking Easter Sunday fish processing right here on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Going to be a great show today. No April fooling.
Yes, indeed. April Fool and Easter.
Yeah, that's right.
A double, right? Absolutely. And who knows what's going to come up. We've got big news. Bluefin tuna biting in San Diego Bay.
In San Diego Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good to me. I'll take it.
All right. No. Actually, that's April Fool's, but bluefin tuna are biting.
How cool
right?
is that? That was the talk of the landing yesterday. Right after the show, I went to the tackle shop, and by 9:30, I think the new Loanne had 30 bluefins, all nice ones, you know, from what we heard on the radio, 30 to 40 pounds. And by lunchtime, they didn't have 30 anymore. They were done, limits over, and, finished their day-and-a-half trip with limits, a really nice bluefin. And that, for sure, is no April Fool's joke.
In a day-and-a-half range.
Yeah, on a day-and-a-half trip on the new Loanne.
I mean, last day of March.
And you know how that goes, too. I mean, we all talk about the early season fishing is is tough with no coverage and there's not a bunch of boats down. There's one boat going one time, boom, done, limits. So there, that if that doesn't bode well for our fishing future, I don't know what does.
Yeah, looking good.
As good as it could have been for them.
Yeah, looking good. And that's looking good for fishermen's processing,
yeah, no
right,
doubt.
Sean?
Yep.
Looking at my chops over
Sean.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Raymond's sharpening his knives.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what's been going on at Fisherman's Processing?
Oh,
big goings-on. Right?
We've been busy. Yeah, we've been busy. The fish market, Fish Pros, the market has really kept us busy this off season. It's going very well. You know, Long Beach Fred Hall show and the Del Mar Fred Hall show certainly helped that cause.
Whoa, you guys were busy in those booths.
I had no idea what it was going to be like.
Yeah, you were overwhelmed in Long Beach and had no idea. Because this is your first year with the market.
First year with the market. Made my best guesstimations of what we're going to need up in Long Beach, and I was so far off of what we needed.
That's so right.
It was a quality problem, let's say.
Yeah.
My favorite was Sean telling me, I think we high-fived at the end of day one, like walking back to the hotel, and he just said, like, you were saying you brought what you thought was going to be, two shifts worth, one to get you through till the weekend and then a reload for the weekend.
Right.
And you said by day one, the full week's worth was gone.
Yeah, we estimated what we needed by Friday. I had extra crew coming up, and I thought they can bring up all the extra products that we need, and it would all be great for the weekend. Well, we went through that on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I made an emergency phone call to Raymond, my lifeline, and got him going. He sent somebody up with everything that we had planned to bring up for the weekend. And then that person had to go up to L.A. after dropping off in Long Beach to our wholesaler, buy more fish, bring it back to San Diego, and get Raymond started. And he worked around the clock. I mean, he was brining and cutting fish and smoking at 2 in the morning at times. And he made enough to where we had more product for when the weekend actually came.
How cool for the guys that got fish on the weekend. I mean, that was fish. But I guess that's just what Fish Pros that does. But, I mean, that fish was cut and smoked and packaged the day before, and boom, here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Come on up.
Raymond
Fresh.
Was literally tapping his toe, waiting for it to cool off in the cooler so we can bag it and send it up to Long Beach.
So cool.
Wow. Yeah, well, and Raymond's such an amazing guy. Not only a master flayer, but your right-hand man, right?
Oh, he handles everything. I mean, thank God for him. I mean,
right.
There's no way you can handle that from Long Beach, and he did, and he took care of everything. He made it happen.
That's so cool.
Have you ever seen videos of Raymond filleting? We have one on our YouTube page, as well as I know you guys do too.
Oh yeah,
he's a master.
He is so precise and good at what he does. He makes it look easy. He makes
so
it look
smooth.
So easy. Everybody thinks they can just jump in there and do it.
Exactly.
And they soon realize that he's good. He's that good.
Yeah. So we've learned so much from you guys and you, Sean, over the years on taking care of fish, how to take proper care of the fish, whether it be a private boater or what. And I know the guys on the long range boats have learned a lot from you. Any helpful hints that you've learned since the last time you were on the show?
No, the same holds true. You know, ice the heck out of the fish, as much ice as you can possibly get on that
fish.
Now,
why?
It just cools them, their body temperature down. Keeps, preserves the meat. It doesn't deteriorate. The heat is what starts to deteriorate the fish, the proteins. And keeping it iced down like that just slows that process down so you can get it in my hands, and then I'll take care of it after that.
How important is it to gill and gut that fish if it's a bigger, say, tuna?
I think it's important if it's going to be held for like 3 days, like in the RSW tanks. If 3 days or longer, certainly it is crucial.
Yeah.
Anything shorter than that, I don't think it's crucial. Maybe it's a good idea, but not crucial.
Not a big deal.
But, spiking the fish, bleeding the fish, pithing the fish, all that, those are things that everybody should do.
Yeah, especially bleeding, right?
Especially bleeding. If all you know how to do is bleed the fish and ice it, you got 80% of it right there.
Yeah.
Maybe 90.
Yeah, but pithing the fish, explain pithing the fish, because our listeners may not understand.
Well, I don't get very much opportunity to do it. My partner Tim and Randy on the Royal Star have told me what they know about it. But this is when they run the cord up the spine, and it just relaxes the fish, and it keeps it from beating itself apart.
Those guys make that entire process just look so. It's like watching Raymond with a knife. They do it 1,000 times, over and over again, and they look at so. They make it so easy, but you know, using a spike of some kind. And those guys, I know, like a fairly good sized gauge on the spike, and they spike the fish. And then in the same, once they remove the spike in the same hole that they use to dispatch the fish with, they run a cable, mm-hmm. probably an eighth of an inch, quarter of an inch cable, and they run that, they push that through the same hole that the spike went, and then that just, you know, they wiggle it around until they find that kind of spinal column, and they just run it right down that spinal column, and it just, every inch it goes back towards the tail, it just knocks out all those nerves, and the thing just turns to Jello and relaxes. I mean, Jello is not the right word, but it just relaxes. You watch that fish, and boom, you've already dispatched it with a spike, and now you've calmed all the nerves from firing and ready to put it in the ice bath.
I think I was first to say fish processing starts on the boat. That's where it starts.
So can you tell, okay, so we know spiking is very important, which means what? What is a spike?
Yeah, you're right.
It's literally a spike they drive into the head of the fish. I think just basically shuts down all the living qualities of the fish. Yes.
So, can you tell when a fish has been spiked but not pithed? Is it there that much difference in the look of the meat?
It's a fine line.
Yeah.
But you just get perfection. I know when you do the whole package, you get perfection. Yeah. And it's just beautiful. If they didn't do the pithing but they did the spiking, that would be a fine line that I'm not sure I'd notice. Maybe not in every fish, but in some fish I might. But you can definitely tell the boats that do all three steps.
Yeah, that's cool. So describe for us, for those of our listeners who may not know, the whole process of fishermen's processing and fish pros. What's the difference? What do you guys do at fishermen's processing?
So fishermen's processing, we have all of our fish processing options for our sport fishermen. You know, the simple filleting, the smoking, jerky, cans, tuna burgers. We're doing that with your sport caught fish. We're processing your fish. Most of the time, you're going to get all your fish back unless you want to swap out for something that's ready, like in the smoke and jerky department. We do have fish already ready to go. So if you're just from LA, you don't have to drive all the way back down to get your fish. Your fish becomes the next guy's fish, and that way you can get it same day. But whenever you get fillets from us, those are your fillets. Your fish.
Yeah.
And then we open up the market, and we call it the market, Fish Pros the Market, to completely separate it from fishermen's processing so that it's clear that fish is bought from a wholesaler, and then we do our usual...
From a commercial wholesaler.
A commercial wholesaler, and we do our usual smoking and jerking and, you know, tuna burgers with that
Not filleting.
Not filleting. We don't have fillets yet. We're all licensed up. We're ready for our local commercial fishermen to go fishing, and we are all licensed up and ready to purchase fish from our commercial fishermen so that we can introduce, fresh fillets to the market.
Oh, okay. All right. So that could happen in the near future.
I think today is the first day of commercial license. Yeah. So I think after today, we have our receiver's license. We're ready to purchase from commercial fishermen.
Yeah. Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So that means at Fisherman's Processing, which is in Liberty Station right there, you can bring your fish in for your own processing, or you can actually purchase pre-processed.
Or you can do a little
fish.
Of both.
Yeah.
Both, yeah.
You need to add a little bit. I caught two, but I got a lot of people to feed them. I got to supplement a little bit.
Limited yellowtail, but I really wanted that tuna jerky, We can help you out there.
Or just check it out, babe. Look at all these fish that I caught. Right now, I only caught two, but, I'll be coming back with a cooler.
Right now, we're buying the yellowfin tuna and the wahoo, so we have both those items smoked and jerkied, and you can come in the shop and buy them, or you can go catch some. That's more fun.
Yeah, really. Well, we have a caller on the line that we don't want to lose here because he just says he just got off the new Loanne. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, okay, so no April Fool's joke. You literally just got off the new Loanne and caught some tuna?
And happy Easter to you. I did. I got a 65 and a 30 after they were gutted, and 5 stars already. Processed them. I'm on my road to LA right now, and I got them on my birthday, and it was a bluefin moon since it was the second full moon of the month.
How cool, man.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
65-pound bluefin.
How good were they biting?
We left at 120, I believe, with full limits for everybody, and we could have fished till dark, but you can't take more than you're allowed. So Adam put us on the fish. Kyrie fed us like champs. The crew was there. Very little casualties. There was only 22 people on the boat. And fantastic trip. Great way to start off the season.
And what was the grade of the fish?
They were mostly 30 to 40. There was a couple that were 25 maybe. There were three or four fish that were, I think it was a 55, a 60, a 65, and a 70 were the top fish.
Wow. What a trip.
But got lucky.
Okay, if somebody's going, what's the tip? What would you give them? What were they biting?
I used a 50-pound fluoro, and I wish I would have hooked him on my two-speed instead of my Trinidad. But the single-speed did it, and I was tired after it was done. You just go have fresh line, sharp hooks, and listen to the crew.
All right, there so it was go, all Mike. Bait fish.
It was almost all bait fish. There were two or three flatfall fish, and we should have got a popper fish because they were boiling all around, and we were throwing poppers to them at one point and didn't get one. I guess one blew up on a lure and missed it. But we passed off bait to the Royal Polaris and passed off the fish to them. So hopefully they got them also.
Wow.
What a cool
that's
trip,
fantastic.
Mike.
And certainly within 1.5 day range, how close? 100 miles, 110?
Yeah, it was the limit of his he could go legally. It was a long ways down.
A long ways down. All right, so full length of a day and a half trip. Well, way to go, Marcus, and crew of the New Luanda, and Adam, of course, running the boat there. Way to go, and way to go, Mike, to start the season off
here. Good for you, buddy. That's great.
Thank you much. You guys have a great day. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show going for you today. So much cool stuff to talk about. The show with Sean is one of my favorites. There's just so much to cover between all the things a fisherman's processing. Pete, like you were saying, care for fish and all the tips that we learn from Sean every year. This is certainly one of my absolute favorites. And we want to hear from you. If you want to join in the fun and get in on the great information, there's two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or the toll-free line, that one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be answering all your questions, Sean going to be giving us all that great info, talking fish processing. We are also giving away a couple of great prizes. And thanks so much to Sean and the whole Fisherman's Processing crew. We're going to have two lucky callers at the end of the show today, each of which are going to win a $25 gift certificate to Fisherman's Processing or Fish Pros The Market. Your choice. If you just want to come in and buy some killer jerky or smoked fish or hopefully that smoked cheese, you keep doing that because that was so killer at Fred Hall. Or if you're going fishing and you want to get your fish processed by the best in the business, you got a $25 gift card coming your way. So again,
two of them.
Yeah, if you wanted to get your shot at winning that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Sean, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
The season is here. It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The hottest new reel for inshore or offshore fishing is the Shimano Tranx 300 and 400 with two gear ratios, power handle or paddle handle. The new Tranx fills the gap for small and powerful level wind reels. Everyone knows how great the Shimano Tranx 500 is, so now you have it all. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the all-new Tranx models in stock and ready to fish. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. Hey, check out this week's edition of Western Out There News. Always loaded with great information. Turkey season is on, right?
On.
You're pumped up?
Oh, my God. It's like, that's obviously, I'm a fishing first, but next to that, turkey hunting is like my addiction. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm super pumped.
Cool. Well, check out the turkey hunting as well as, man, some info on sea bass fishing and yellowtail fishing and rock fishing and, of course, all kinds of stuff. Always full of great information. This week's edition of Western Out There News. Check it out.
You got me so pumped up with that report of those bluefins, dude. I can't sit still.
Yeah,
like,
that was
such
really
a,
cool.
Mark such a great
to call in and do that. And that's no April Fool joke.
Yeah,
either.
No, that's on
the real deal. You know, the other thing's happening here on Easter Sunday is I want to remind people, if you're looking for fresh fish today at Point Loma Seafoods, you're not going to get it because they're closed today. Easter Sunday, they give all their employees. They're normally open all the time.
Yeah.
But today, the Christensen family nicely gave Sunday off to all their employees. So Point Loma Seafoods not open today. So don't want you to head down there and be disappointed. They'll be back open tomorrow morning, ready to serve you. So
glad I made my stop yesterday.
Yes,
loaded
indeed.
Up. We got a little family party going on today, and there was always a stop at Point Loma getting all the fresh.
Yeah, all the fresh. So, Sean, speaking of fresh, your commercial fish that you buy, where does it source from? Does it come from all over the place?
They're telling me, like, South Pacific, really very general answer.
Yeah.
So that's all I really know about it. But they're beautiful loins. I mean,
really?
Beautiful loins.
And it's yellowfin tuna you
want to buy? Yellowfin tuna and then the wahoo.
Wahoo, yeah.
And we get it from the wholesaler, and it's no different than some of the best fish we get off of our sport boats.
Really?
I mean, it's just beautiful and easy to work with, and it's just it's a great product.
Yeah.
All I know about it is I tried a lot of samples at the Fred Hall shows, and it is first class.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So what's the story with your smoking cheese and all kinds of other stuff too?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. We busted out the cheese at Del Mar. It was kind of sharp cheddar.
Yeah.
And it's a slow smoke with apple wood. And we also had a pepper jack cheese, and both of them are just
outstanding.
I didn't think it was going to be.
And you sell that as part of the market too.
It's all part of the market. That's all part of the market. And it's you get a nice portion of cheese. They're all $5 a piece, so you can just get $5. You know, you get a nice piece of cheese and apple smoked.
Nice,
so killer.
And any other plans on smoking anything else?
Well, you know, there's a big demand out there for some smoked water, believe it or not.
Smoked water?
They want smoked water, is what I'm hearing.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess carbonated, and I guess it's a new thing.
Wow. The health benefits, I'm guessing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It must be the health benefits. It's just kind of a trendy little thing going on with smoked water, and
yeah.
I think we're going to try to tap into that a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess they use Smoky Mountain pine to smoke it.
Really?
Yeah. So
wow.
It's supposed to be delicious.
Water. Yeah.
Well, sounds so refined. So
you'll be able to have that soon at the market.
Yeah, we're going to bottle. We're going to start bottling. Hopefully, we'll have it before the season starts. So we'll have it during the season.
Yeah.
And while you're waiting for your fish to be processed, you can just grab yourself a bottle of smoked
water.
Yeah.
Glass. Wow.
Smoked
fantastic.
Water, and just enjoy it. You know.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds really fun. So, if somebody's on their own boat, right, and they have fish that want to be processed. Of course, you're always at the landings, covering those, especially the long range boats, right? Somebody has fish that they want to process and bring it in. Is that still available for fish?
Absolutely, fully welcome the public. If we're not at the landing, we're there almost every morning.
Yeah.
So during the summer months, definitely we're down at the landings every morning. If you ever see us there, feel free to approach us with your fish. We'd be happy to take care of it. Otherwise, if we're not at the landings and you're looking for us, we're probably at our shop filleting the fish that we picked up from the landings that morning. And come on by the shop. We'll gladly take it right there at the back door. We'll handle everything for you, including rinsing out your cooler and getting you back on the road, get you home. You can wait for it same day, or you can pick it up later. You know, smoked or jerkied, whatever. All your options
whatever
are there.
You want to do.
Yeah.
If somebody comes in late evening, what's your best? You're obviously closed. What's the best way to handle that?
The best way so far, people. Now, if it's a whole charter group, call me. I'll try to figure out something, because I know it's difficult to keep a whole boatload of fish on ice. So we'll try to work with me on that. I'll figure out a plan for you. But if it's just an individual, keeping your fish on ice, I know, I'll tell you what, those soft kill bags are the way to go. They are just, you can get the whole fish in there. You can get it completely covered in ice.
They're amazingly effective.
Oh, I get the best quality fish out of those soft kill bags.
Yeah.
But definitely, if you have one of those, load it up with ice, load it up with your fish. Again, just bring it on in the morning, you know, just hold it overnight.
Sean was the one that told me about that, you know, because I was always struggling to try and get, you know how it is, you come back from a day of skiff fishing, it's late in the afternoon, I was always struggling to get there before they closed, and you don't ever want to be that guy, like, dragging a bloody kill bag in after the whole shop and facility is perfect. And he was the one that said, you know, your fish cuts better after a day on ice anyway. So now that's just always been our program. When we come back from fishing, exactly like I said, we keep the fish in a kill bag. We keep it on ice all day, and then when we're back at home and everything's cleaned up, we buy extra ice, then completely cover that fish in ice, let it sit all the way overnight, and then the next morning on my way into work, I just swing by processing and drop it off, and well before I'm done with work, I swing back through, and it's all picked up and perfect. And you know, Sean was telling me that fish cuts better after it's been resting on ice, you know, for 12 or 24 hours than it does right off the boat anyways.
Kind of goes through its process.
Rigor process,
and it relaxes, and it cuts really nice up.
I said it several times, and in Hawaii, they won't even touch a yellowfin tuna for 3 days to cut it.
Yeah, it's not always necessary, but you do get really good quality if you let it relax.
Better to let it sit overnight, bring it to Fisherman's Processing the next morning, and then you'll have it same day.
Especially if you hand it to me and you can feel that it's stiff, I would rather that fish sit a little while let it
relax.
Some fish are just relaxed already. They're ready to go. Other fish are a little bit stiff feeling, but it's because they're really fresh. That fish needs to relax a little
bit.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, if you want to get through, here's your chance. 858-457-1090, open right now, or 877-792-1090. You have a chance to get a gift card to Fisherman's Processing or Fish Pros The Market. Two lucky callers going to win that today. So get on through, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick. Sean.
Good morning.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, but we just had our daylight savings time down here, so I get it double. I get it up there at Long Beach, and then I get it down here again.
Lucky you.
So, yeah. But it's been an interesting week. It was windy early in the week and cleared up on Thursday, and the boats started getting out, and it's really been all about the yellowfin. There's a good yellowfin bite outside. You can find the porpoise, the yellowfin are underneath them. They've been soaking squid in front of the school, seem to be working the best. And I'm picking up some nice fish. They had the La Riviera tournament this yesterday, and I think they had 22 boats or something go out. The largest yellowfin was 65 pounds. Our buddy Steve Crotty came down. Poor Steve, you know, lost his house in the fire up in Santa Rosa, and he's down for the last 5 days enjoying himself. And he went out yesterday with Jorge and then into school of porpoise about 15 miles between, right off the lighthouse, basically, was in there in the park, and picked up three nice fish in the 30-pound range, something like that. I went out yesterday, went 65 miles out and ranged everywhere and never found the porpoise. So it's really all about finding the porpoise. If you do, you're going to get some nice yellowfin underneath. Water's been dirty inside, so we haven't had many Dorado in the last couple of days anyway. I hope that picks up. A lot of striped marlin around. Nobody's targeting them. Tailors everywhere. Yesterday we must have seen 40 or 50 tailors. And we were looking for the yellowfin, so we didn't even stop on them. But there's a lot of marlin around. Inside's real good. Santos was out yesterday and picked up some real nice pargo. A couple of dogtooth snapper and some barred pargo. So fishing inside's real good. Starting to pick up that time of year, guys.
Yeah, it's only April 1st. John, you having a little Easter egg hunt at Rancho Leonero today?
Every year. We got to have it for the kids. Yeah, we do. Normally Easter's kind of the local time. We get a lot of the management from the other hotels and their families and all that come and spend Easter at Rancho Leonero. So it's an interesting group. But, yeah, we got a lot of kids around. So we'll do the Easter egg hunt for sure.
That's awesome.
Sounds like fun. Well, time to book your spots. I know our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June is really getting filled up. I think there might be one or two rooms left if you want to join us, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure that we're not full, Pete, but you can call and check. Yeah, we're booked up. And Steve, is down here. He's going to be coming back for the Steve Crowdy is coming back for the tournament as well, so he's getting his practice in on you guys and catching the fish too. So I'm looking forward to catching some of these yellowfin. It's early and this tuna bite's been real consistent and good. I honestly believe that the park has been a big benefit for us. They made the park Pomo Park twice as big in the beginning as I thought it should be, but now it's been a breeding ground for the fish, and they're really starting to come out of there. Some big solitary yellowfin as well. So it's been the park has been good for us too. Good fishing this year, I'm predicting.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, if somebody wants to come fishing at Rancho Leonero, this is a wonderful time of the year, April, May, June. Fantastic. How do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. We'll get the pictures up pretty much daily, so you get to see some of these fish we're catching.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Very good, John. Thanks a lot for the report from Rancho Leonero. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You got it. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Appreciate that very much. All right. 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to get through, ask some questions of Sean, there's your chance.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right into the phones. How about we start it off with Doug, who's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. I was wondering about the processing as far as how long could I keep the fish there? And, when you smoke it, how long would it take to turn around from leave the landing and come back like about 2 days later? Is that correct?
Well, during the season, we ask that you pick up within 2 weeks. We're a little more forgiving during the off season because our freezer doesn't get quite as full. So if you're going to have your fillets stored there, you know, we ask 2 weeks during the season, and just let us know what your arrangement is. Like, if you need 30 days, just let me know, and I'd be happy to accommodate you. And then as far as smoking goes, you got two options. You can have your own fish smoked, and what we would do is put it in the rotation of our smoke. Our smoker holds about almost 300 pounds. We need to get enough product in there to smoke it. So we add yours to whatever else is going to get smoked, and then it gets smoked. So during the summer, we're smoking every day. So it may take you maybe a week to turn around at the most. In the off season, it could take a little longer because the boats don't come in as frequently, and so we don't do smoke loads as often.
But the other option is, of course, to just exchange your fish for other sport caught fish that was previously smoked.
Exactly, and we are very strict about the fish that we accept for that that process. We don't just take any fish and put it into our seed fish in the shop. We make sure it's of the highest standard so that what the fish you get back is just as high of a standard as the fish you give us.
That you got, smart.
Yeah, so never would I take a fish that is less quality and then give you, you know, something else.
Now, with bluefin tuna around, do you smoke that or you just...
Well, yeah, I would. I'll do anything for a customer, but I prefer to keep the bluefin far away from the heat.
Okay.
Keep it away from the flame, and
it doesn't smoke.
It smokes fabulous. It does.
Too good not to.
But it's so good, you know, yeah, seared fresh. or poke or just, you know, sashimi. So, you know, that's the way I would prefer it. But I'd take care of whatever you want to do with it.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, from the New Loan, Captain Adam's on the line. Hey, Adam, what happened yesterday?
Hey guys, good morning. How we doing?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Gave us this report. Congratulations.
Yeah, great job, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate that, guys. No, we had an epic morning. We had two different stops. Our first one was for 30. We had 21 anglers on board. And our first stop, it was all like 25 to 30-pound fish, pretty kind of school-sized cookie-cutter stuff. And then our second one, we had a sonar school, and it was almost right in the same area where we had our first stop. Anyway. We got it done for the rest of the guys. We ended up with our passenger limits, and yeah, it was quite a day.
What an epic start to the trip, and how good that must that have felt first day and a half trip looking for tuna, you know, for you guys as of recent, and just right off the bat in the morning to throw those 30 fish on board. That must have been just like the best, you know, take the weight off your shoulders, feeling good, and then to follow it up with another stop to get limits for the whole boat. What an awesome way to start our local tuna season off, Adam.
Oh yeah, we were jazzed. Our second stop too, we had a couple fish. Our big fish was 75 pounds.
Woo!
So that was a pretty epic thing to see, you know, especially this early in the season. So
no kidding. Well, if somebody's coming out on the boat, any hints on what to bring? What we should do?
You know, honestly, I think there were a couple times where we definitely saw some fish that were that larger grade stuff also. I'd come prepared with everything from 25 pound fluorocarbon all the way up to at least 80, you know, 100 if you got it on a heavy jig or sinker rig or something like that. But, you know, we were all the way down 140 miles down the beach. And,
that's a long run. Yeah,
you were your day and a half, right?
Pushing those throttles.
Yeah, exactly. We're like halfway to Guadalupe.
Yeah, how was the weather?
Oh, we had gorgeous weather all day and all night. Good traveling weather.
So cool.
Yeah, it was a hell of a start to the year. So
that's
we're
awesome.
Stoked about it.
Adam, obviously the result, you know, the result pretty much tells the tale. But how overall did you like the conditions down there? I mean, clearly it was great. You got limits, but you know the water looked good, bait looked good, all that kind of stuff as far as prospects for what we got to look forward to in the future.
You know, kind of above the area where we actually caught our fish, we did see pretty good bait sign. The water was gorgeous, clear blue, and you know, it was a little bit colder. We were fishing yesterday in 63.5-degree water, so kind of unusual. But you know, if any of you guys fished this whole last year, you know, on the 60-mile bank late in the season, you know, we're having lots of days fishing 62-degree water, 61 even some days, and still catching some fish. So yeah, we were feeling good about it. The water looked real good.
That's great news, man.
Fantastic.
What a great start. That's so cool.
Congratulations on that, Adam. And if next trip on the new Loanne, when are you going to go chase bluefin again?
Next trip, kind of weather dependent, but we got one on for Monday night. It looks like, I think, you know, Thursday it's supposed to blow a little bit, so we're hoping to get out Friday night also. But so this week, Monday night and Friday night, 325 for the day and a half.
Wow, fantastic. Somebody wants to make a reservation, Point Loma Sport Fishing, right?
Yeah, Point Loma Sport Fishing. They can call the office or book online. It's 619-223-1627.
All right. Great job, Adam. New Loanne out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Way to get the season started.
Right on, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Keep it rolling. Thanks a lot
for the call
this morning.
Yeah.
And need to stress, that is no April Fools. Like, that is limits of bluefin. It's on. Happened
that's
yesterday.
The real
that
deal.
Is so cool, man. I love it.
Yeah.
So cool.
Sure.
Hey,
877-792-1090 if you want to get through, or 858-457-1090.
You got it, man. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be checking in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Tell them I'm sick.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You've seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. SolarMax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity, combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics as well as all the other top names. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks, on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com. And give one of their top experts a call for prices and more information. johnsonhicksmarine.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and of course, with word of bluefin tuna biting here, it's no April Fool's joke. The reel you have to get is Italica.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, and they make just every size for whatever you're running into. If you're catching those 30 to 60 pounders like Adam was just talking about, Italica 12, such the perfect reel. Load that thing up with 65 or even 80 pound max quattro. You're going to get a lot of line capacity, but you're also going to have a reel that's small, comfortable, fits in your hand, cast a bait great. And when you're fishing for 30 pounders, you've got no problem. But then when you hook a 130 pounder, you still got enough reel to get the job done.
No kidding. And it fly lines so well. You match that with a Therese rod of the right size of the line that you're fishing. You've got an unbeatable combo there. Shimano, Therese, Shimano, Talica. You can't beat it. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there,
Rick. Got it, man. As promised, it's time for the catch reports today. You want to focus your offshore fishing on the best areas. Do it by using Terrafin charts. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts right to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. They will get you dialed in to the areas that you need to be fishing
no
in.
No kidding.
All right, hey, let's find out what's biting out there. It's time for the catch report. We're going to start off up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley, is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Easter. Hope you guys are well.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Right on, right on. Well, hey, this week, you know, we continued to fish out in that deeper water. I tell you, the rocks extraction for us this week, I call it steady all week, you know, with the full moon. And we did have some pretty tricky downhill current to contend with. I'd say the bulk of our rockfish this week were caught on the live bait as well, either the single or a double dropper loop live baits, sardine or anchovy. Either one fished just fine. And obviously with this current, with that moon, you know, we're telling our guys, you know, come and prepared with a good assortment of heavy sinkers is always on the to-do list for sure. The half-day fishing here for us, you know, was on the tricky side again this week. The water temps, you know, in that 57 to 58-degree range and that same current that we had out in that deeper water kind of was a factor in closer to the beach. But still some action there that, you know, some fish we caught. The guys bringing the exotic baits like the clam and the mussel and stuff like that. They had some nice sheephead, a couple sand bass, some sculpin and things like that for our half-day. Excuse me, over at Clemente yesterday, the Fury was over there. He had his 28 anglers get the job done on the cod over there, some real nice quality rockfish. I think he had 100 whitefish on top of his rockfish and a nice link cod kind of rounded out his day over there. He will be fishing Catalina and Clemente this week, so you know he's got his 5-to-5 stuff running in his overnight schedule, so I recommend calling the office to get the details on that whole program. And then with it being April, our halibut derby is done. That big congratulations to David Sluter. His 36-pound fish, man, at the top of that leaderboard, stuck it out. He ended up $1,500 richer for that fish, so I'm sure he's pretty stoked about that. And we've got other cash payouts going to the other top four. You know, the top five fish got cash money, so another four fish getting paid out on that. So next Sunday, the anglers that were all on that derby leaderboard will all be fishing for a fish off, chance to win another $500 cash prize, so... Pretty stoked to see that derby played out real well for us this year. So.
That's so awesome. That's great.
No kidding.
Yeah, fantastic.
What a fish, too, man. That's a good one. That was a tough one to beat. And we've seen, I mean, this year it happened again. I mean, you see a lot of big fish hit that leaderboard every year, but that was a serious big one and a tough one to beat. And congratulations on such a trophy halibut.
Heck yeah, and he's $1,500, man. I'd take that all day long.
Take that for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
anyways, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
Give us a call at the landing here. Sorry, just give the info here. You guys want to reach us? Our number is 949-496-5794. Of course, check us out on the web. Certainly, reservations are a good call this time of year. And we're going to use the code this week for 25% off on a local three-quarter half-day triple B, HU25. So, like, hook up HU25, I'll save you 25% on the local trip.
Wow.
It's a cool deal, man.
So you go to the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, click on the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing banner, and you book your trip online, and you use HU25. You get 25 bucks off a local trip.
25%.
Or 25%, yeah. Excuse me, 25% off a half- or three-quarter day trip, which can be a sizable discount.
Yeah, save you some money for sure.
Yeah, so. Fantastic. Well, appreciate that. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, you guys are just fantastic, and it's springtime. It's time to go fishing.
That's it, guys. Thanks. We're hoping the weather holds this week. We'll see what happens. So thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks. Appreciate that. All right.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for our man, Gundy Gunderson, to give us a little update on the surf fishing, we want to remind you that the spring is here and there's not a better time to get down to the beach. And surffishtackle.com has all the gear that you need to fish at the beach. Check it out today online, surffishtackle.com.
Indeed. And I'll tell you what, check out our letstalkhookup.com, loaded with stuff. We have, of course, our YouTube channel. We have our Facebook, our Instagram, which, by the way, Instagram and Facebook, we posted a picture of what's going on in the studio today with Sean and Kristen in the studio with us here from Fisherman's Processing. And lots to see on our letstalkhookup.com. Of course, we have our shop page. We still have space available on that day-and-a-half Islander kayak trip, believe it or not. Thing is filling up quickly. Not a lot of space left. But if you want to go on that trip, it's this June. Fantastic trip. If you get in early, you can rent a kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Ron has said he's set aside a few Hobie kayaks, which you can see one of the Sebrings.
I was just going to say, yeah,
too,
exactly.
Right, Sean?
Yeah, my son Trevor works for Ron, loves his job there. Would never want to work at Fisherman's Processing.
Oh,
no, he loves his job.
Working, yeah.
He loves
and he's
working
a kayaker.
He's a kayaker. He heads out and fills a lot of, you know, jobs there at the shop. He moves things around for them. He goes out on the fishing missions. And
yeah.
What a cool place to work.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
I know.
Right on
yeah,
the water,
a
great
family
cool
too.
Atmosphere, great
family.
Shop.
So, yeah, so you can go talk to Trevor about that Islander to kayak trip, and
he's been on it.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
That's a cool trip.
Yeah, it's a great
really
so
cool
that's
trip.
On our shop page as well as a lot of other stuff. So lots going on. We'll post this week our Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County Ford Dealer remote broadcast on our guest page this week. We're starting it up Cinco de Mayo at Encinitas Ford. So mark your calendar. We have a lineup of prizes. Unbelievable. Rancho Leonero trip. We have a Hobie kayak from Fastlane Kayaks. We have not only that, we have the trip to Cedros kayak fishing.
Jeez.
Chef. Lots of great prizes this year for our four Let's Talk Hookup San Diego County Ford Dealer Live remotes that start May 5th. So mark your calendar up at Encinitas Ford. So going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, let's continue on with the catch board. We're going to head to the beach. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
What's happening, Gundy?
Happy Easter.
You too, buddy. Happy Easter, Gundy.
Hey, I had, in my report, 15-pound halibut taken off a kayak off Malibu there this week. I don't always mention the kayak catches, but something to be noted.
Yeah.
Very good week of we had our third Grunion run here, and last night was the first night of it. They'll be running the next three nights, and then the season will close for a couple months. But it's really perked up the fishing. We're already seeing lots of halibut, especially smaller fish. I mean, just shingled into some areas. A few more calico bass, yellowfin croaker, juvenile sea bass also in there. And then the perch are in the spawning mode. Lots of ripe fish, lots of those better hens being caught up and down the coast. So, you know, it's that time of year. Everything's starting to move. Hook, line, sink report. Good halibut action in the shallows. East Beach, Goleta, Graveyards, and the Sand Spit kicking out a mix of short to just legal fish. I think a 28-inch fish was the better model there. Flash minnows, salted anchovies also very effective right now. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby yesterday. The guys were disappointed with a 1-pound, 5-ounce fish, which is pretty darn respectable anywhere else. But, you know, those guys, they live in 2-pound land. But very good fishing, good numbers. And like I said, no kickers, but I'm sure that's just an anomaly. Just Fishing reported good halibut action. El Segundo, Torrance Beaches, Crocodiles, Castmasters been the top bait. Shop Regular took 4 legal halibut working small plastics in and around King Harbor. 1.25 perch was the best perch of the week along that stretch. Big Fish reported good halibut action along Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach. This stretch notorious for a Grunion landing zone. They like staging in there. And the guys every year catch fish in there. 28-inch fish, I think, was tops there, too. Smaller fish just shingled in there was the description I got. Flash minnows also working. Grunion surf perch pattern were hot this week. Hogan's and Dana Point reported good halibut action. Strand, Salt Creek, Doheny, below the pier. One angler stuck 6 fish in a session, 1 being legal. That's not a bad ratio there. And then 1 pound, 6 ounce perch was the winner of the Shimano sponsored Surf Perch Derby. The winner got a nice Shimano rod with a Sedona reel, and that's one of my favorite surf fishing reels at Sedona. What is it, Rockod? $50 or something, and you're not going to find a better quality reel. You know, there's two philosophies with reels in the surf. You get a really expensive one, and you got to be a little anal about it and stay on the maintenance, or you get a very, very good one like that Sedona and just squirt it off with the hose, and that's what I do. But very good little derby they have, and I think we're going to Halibut this month or something like that.
Sweet. You made such a good call on that Sedona. That is like the smartest buy on those reels. It's the least expensive reel that has most of the high-end features. You know what I mean? So it's like that.
Yeah.
It's just that one level where it looks really good. It's got a really smooth drag. The gears are really smooth. But, yeah, it's, you know, $50, $60, $70 depending on what size you get. And, you know, it'll last a long time, but it's also not the end of the world if you salt
get
and grind and wipe that thing out to death, exactly.
Dump it in the sand or whatever, like often happens.
That's
something that's not really mentioned about Shimano. We always talk about their higher-end stuff, but their mid-grade and stuff is just phenomenal, you know, for the price and the quality. It's just, that's, like I said, in a surf fishing scenario, where a big wave crashes you and throws sand and everything, you know, that's what you want. So
that's like the Torium, you know. It's just that you got this killer reel that functions just like a Trinidad does, but it's half the cost, so that's what you're getting out of a Sedona. Yeah, smooth and great reel, but doesn't break the bank.
You don't want to take a Stella in the surf.
Yeah.
Just not a good idea.
Sedona
is the key.
Well, gentlemen, it's hopping, and everyone have a happy Easter, and I tell you, we're going to get going here from this point onward in the surf.
I like that. Hopping on Easter. Very good, Gundy. Nice job.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Talk to you next week, Gundy. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more your phone calls, more great information. Again, if you want to get through in this second hour, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Your chance to win two $25 gift certificates to Fisherman's Processing. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime and summer's on its way, and now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.